There is the final whistle on the first team into the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship as the men from the bridge. It's been a very impressive performance by Michaels, who won this game by 11 points. 26 points to 15. 10 of those scores today coming from Michael Langan. But I know we talked about it throughout the game, Brendan. But they came out of the block so impressively at the start. 7 minutes on the board, or on the clock rather, and they had 7 points on the board. And McCools were struggling from there on then. But it's what sort of statement is this? A big statement from the Michaels men as they go to the last four?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, they were very impressive out there. You couldn't be but impressed with them. And as you say, Oisin, that's first 7 minutes, putting 7 points on the board. It meant the McCools were chasing the game, you know, from that period on. And, you know, the battle bravery, the likes of Sean Martin, Joe Ball, Jamie Keegan, you know, really battled and tried hard, so they did. But it wasn't enough, you know, to break that early lead down. And just Michaels were superior all over the field. From Marquette and McGinley's kickouts were superb. Big man, and defensively as a unit, they made it difficult for McCools the whole way through the game. The big man in the middle of the field, Michael Langham, what a super player, and he's a joy to watch. He just makes football look easy. Absolutely at his ease today, 10 points on the board. And all the forwards made the contribution then. You, the likes of Michael Cannon coming from half-back, kicking a few scores, half-forward line all getting on the ball, and two Rileys inside. Max Rorty, very impressive too. So Michaels will go in. They'll be delighted to be going into the semi-final on a high. They'd last week off. They were able to rest the bodies, and they looked a fresher team maybe.
Yeah, that favoured. Do you feel that favoured them today?
I think so, yeah. When, you know, in hindsight, when you look back at the game, they looked a fresher team from the very off, Oisin, and they just looked to have that spring and spark in their step, which was lacking from McCools, really. You know, the likes of Conor McGinty, who's been so impressive for McCools throughout the championship, didn't have one of his better days today. And listen, McCools deserve a lot of credit. They kept battling, they didn't throw in the towel, but it just wasn't enough. And the physicality that St. Michael's had all over the pitch stood to them, and they'll be really, really happy going into the draw. So they will tomorrow, going into a semi-final, as you mentioned. You know, they went out of the semi-final stage last year. They'll be very disappointed, but I think they're in a better position this year than they were last year. They look more impressive, you know, after that opening day defeat to McCools down at the bridge. They've really turned the screw up, and they've been one of the more impressive teams. So they have.
Well, listen, and already in this campaign they beat some of the big sides. So they're motoring through this championship, and I suppose that they've got momentum there. Like they beat Neve Connell, so they did.
Yeah.
And they've come through in the beat sides, who would see themselves as contenders for this Dr. Maguire Cup as well. No doubt off the back of this performance, these guys are contenders too.
They certainly are. Put their hand up today to be contenders, and they can take a lot of heart from that performance out there today. And, you know, missing the likes of Daniel McLaughlin, still has to come back in, must be carrying some sort of injury. We saw the strength and depth they have by being able to bring on experienced players that, you know how the game is played. The likes of Anton McFadden, Martin McElhenney, both made an impact when they came in on the pitch. So they've quality all over the pitch. You know, Jamie Hunter is a cornerback, Kyle McGarvey, really, really good players. The experience of Liam Paul Ferry at fullback, Stephen Doak at centre back, Michael Cannon, you know, they just look so strong and so physical all across the pitch, Oisin. So, you know, they're certainly a team that are going to be watched.
Yeah, you watched them on several occasions through the championship, and I suppose the difference from how they played on day one when they lost to McCools to where they are today, the difference has been, I suppose, it's huge, so it is, Brendan.
It is indeed, you know, because they weren't in that game for 50 minutes against McCools. They were absolutely terrible, so they were asking to put it straight. But for 10 minutes at that day, they went at McCools. They took on McCools for the last 10 minutes and were able to close down a 12-point lead to a 2-point lead. And that made me think there's something in these guys, so there is. So, and they went out there today and proved that they showed a lot of intent early on. They look to be a very well-managed and coached team. They know what their jobs are on the pitch. So, you know, they're certainly a team to watch, and I was very impressed with them today. And I think there's another gear in them. The likes of Colin McFadden can be better. There's a few of them, you know, that there's more to give there, so there is, Oisin. And I think if they can pull all the strings together, they're going to be a queer detail for any opposition that they meet in the semi-final.